Hello, Awe Islanders. Welcome to Be Calm on Awe Island, now part of the Quad Pod Network. Today we are happy to share a favorite story and relaxation with you. Before we begin, we want to remind the grown-ups who are listening that hundreds of Be Calm on Awe Island episodes are available on Patreon. That's right! Our full library is available at patreon.com/Awe Island. Now, let's get ready to relax.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Are you ready to be calm on Awe Island? Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite listening buddy or blanket? Before we begin our story, let's relax with three deep dragon breaths. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you're breathing fire. Ready? Okay. Deep breath in and out. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Today, water will help your body relax. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. You'll start by focusing on your feet. Slowly move up to your head and end with thinking about your entire body. Ready to find your soothing pool? The sun is sparkling on the water, inviting you in. Imagine stepping into the warm pool and sitting down in the clear, clean water. The water hugs you as you lie back in the safe pool. Think about your feet. Focus on how they feel as they float in the water. The water slips and slides between your toes. Does the water tickle the bottom of your feet? Let the water float your body up and breathe like a dragon, in and out. Think about your legs. How do they feel? Let the water support them. Your legs are light and floating, just like your feet. Relax and enjoy the gentle rocking of the warm water in the pool, back and forth, back and forth. Focus on your back. How does it feel? Relax into the warm water and breathe like a dragon, in and out. The soft water holds and gently rocks you as you float on the surface. How do your hands feel? Your hand is open with your fingers spread out, allowing the water to massage them as it floats between. Your hands soften in the warm water. Relax and enjoy feeling light and calm as you float on the soft water. Think about your arms. How do they feel? Let the water gently circle them and lift them to the water's surface. With your feet, legs, back, hands, and arms all relaxing, notice the lightness in your body as you float on the water. For focus on your shoulders. Feel them soften as they settle into the water. Breathe like a dragon, in and out. The water hugs your body gently and rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Think about your neck. Is it relaxed and soft? Feel your head sway from side to side with the soft motion of the water. Enjoy the feeling of comfort as the water gently rocks your head, loosening your jaw and your forehead. As you float, allowing the water to support your body, you relax even more. Now feel your entire body floating as water lifts your feet, legs, back, hands, arms, shoulders, and neck. Relax as the water rocks you back and forth, and enjoy its cozy hug as you float on the surface. Let's take three more deep dragon breaths as you continue to float. Deep breath in and out. Breathe in through your nose and imagine fire flowing out of your mouth. Again, deep breath in and out. Last one. Fill up your belly. Deep breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay? I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Fire Truck Tour. Frankie the fire truck rested outside the firehouse. Sunlight sparkled on his bright red sides. Frankie hadn't been that vibrant in a while, and he was loving it. He had been polished and shined inside and out. Today, Frankie was going to have a group of kindergartners on board for a tour. The fire truck felt honored. He wanted the kids to feel safe, knowing that he was always ready to help. Frankie watched the road as car after car passed by. He hoped he would see a bus soon, and then he saw it. The bright yellow bus turned into the fire station parking lot. One by one, the little kindergartners carefully stepped down the gigantic steps, one at a time. The adults held their hands to help the little ones with this task. As all the children reached the ground, the adults settled them into a line, and they waited for instructions. Frankie beeped a friendly hello, and then a couple of the kindergartners began to cry. The fire truck felt surprised. He thought that all kids love to see a fire truck. Then Frankie noticed quite a few of them were holding their ears. In his excitement, the fire truck had forgotten how loud he could be. He decided that he would try to be as quiet as he could. Frankie watched the kindergartners and saw that some were jumping up and down, feeling excited to see him. Some of the kids were smiling, feeling happy and content. Some of the kids stepped up on their tippy toes and peeked around the people in front of them. They tried to see as much of the fire truck as they could and still be in line. These kindergartners were definitely a curious bunch. Then there were a few who were hiding behind the adults and grasping their hands tightly, feeling scared. This was definitely an interesting group with many different needs. The fire truck opened his doors and the kindergartners walked over with their teachers. Right away, the firemen all said hello, and began to talk about the fire truck. The curious ones asked, "How fast can Frankie go? How much water can the fire truck carry? Is there a dog that rides in the fire truck?" The excited ones said, "I have a toy fire truck at home. My favorite book has a fire truck in it. I'm going to drive a fire truck when I grow up." Now it was time to tour the truck. The excited kids jumped up and down. One even twirled in a circle, spinning and spinning. Frankie felt a little worried as the scared kindergartners began to cry again, holding their ears. Their teachers gathered the group together and gently said, "Okay, we can see everyone is feeling a little different and unsure. Let's take 3 deep dragon breaths together, and then we'll step on board." The fire truck thought that was a good idea too. He watched as they all took a deep dragon breath in and out. Then the twirling girl stopped twirling. They took another deep dragon breath in and out. The excited kids seemed calmer. With one more deep dragon breath in and out, the worried kids had also settled down. Now the group walked over to the open door. They slowly climbed inside and found a soft bench seat. The kids marveled at all the controls. Then the firemen asked them if they wanted to hear the sirens. Some kids shouted, "Yay!" Some covered their ears and began to cry. The firemen handed out some earplugs to see if that would help, and it did. With everyone's ears protected, Frankie started his siren. He tried to keep it quiet so that the kids would feel comfortable. As his siren played, the fire truck noticed that all the kids were cheering now, even the ones holding their ears. Frankie felt happy and cheerfully played his siren some more. After listening to the siren, the kids climbed off the fire truck and headed back to their bus. Frankie thought it had been fun having company. As Frankie watched the bus turn away from the fire station, he yawned. The fireman pulled the shiny red engine back into the firehouse to rest. Frankie's engine quieted as he settled in his spot, and peace settled on the firehouse. The red fire truck wished everyone well and thought of all he had to be grateful for. Frankie was happy to help the kindergartners understand more about how the fire truck worked. He was thankful that they felt safe with him by the end of their visit. Most of all, the fire truck was delighted to be able to help others in so many ways. Frankie gave himself a tight squeeze and then relaxed, wishing everyone in the town happiness as well. Taking a deep dragon breath in and out, the red fire engine relaxed. He took another deep dragon breath. And smiled. Then one more deep dragon breath in and out. Frankie drifted off to sleep, imagining the enthusiastic kindergartners cheering him on. Thank you for joining us to be calm on Awe Island. See you next time.